In Manhattan federal court today, testimony begins in the trial of four men charged with conspiring to blow up two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. Those twin explosions in Kenya and Tanzania left more than 200 people dead and thousands injured. Yesterday, jurors heard opening statements from both sides. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Paul Butler told the jurors the story that is about to unfold before you is long, complicated, and chilling. He strode across the courtroom and pointed dramatically at each defendant in turn as he laid out the government's charges. According to prosecutors, the defendants were devoted followers of alleged terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. Butler said all four defendants entered into an illegal agreement with bin Laden to kill Americans wherever they could be found in the world. To illustrate the far-flung reaches of the alleged conspiracy, the government displayed a map on computer screens that are mounted in the jury box. Highlighted in yellow were the countries where the alleged plot took shape and was executed: Afghanistan, Sudan, Kenya, Tanzania. In the end, Butler said, 224 men, women, and children lost their lives, and Kenya, Tanzania, and America would never be the same. For that, he concluded, this trial seeks justice. Butler said the government will introduce confessions from three of the defendants, including Mohammed Rashid Daoud Alawali, who allegedly bragged that he asked bin Laden for a mission and later rode in the bomb truck to the Nairobi embassy. The prosecution said it will call to the stand a sworn member of bin Laden's group, which is known as Al-Qaeda, or the base, as well as another bin Laden follower who pleaded guilty in this case and is cooperating with the government. It's a lot like watching a jigsaw puzzle being solved, Butler told the jurors. At the end, the picture will become clear. What also became clear is that the defense strategies for each of the four men on trial diverge sharply. Sam Schmidt, who represents Wadi El-Haj, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Lebanon, said his client worked for bin Laden as a businessman. Schmidt said El-Haj is a quiet, pious person with an American wife and American children who would never enter any conspiracy to hurt Americans. Anthony Rico, defense counsel for Mohammed Sadiq O'Day, called his client both a proud soldier and an extremely devoted Muslim. Mohammed O'Day does not distance himself from Osama bin Laden, Rico said, but he added, O'Day would not participate in any act contrary to his fundamental religious beliefs. Killing children is not permissible. Blowing innocent people up is not permissible. With a loud wind shrieking outside the courtroom, Rico told the jurors, there's a lot of suffering in this case, a lot of pain. You can hear it in the wind today. It's going to be extremely difficult to overcome the reality that so many people died here. Jeremy Schneider, the lawyer for Tanzanian Halfan Hamis Mohammed, took a radically different approach. Schneider conceded much of the government's case. He said his client did help make a bomb, helped grind TNT, and rode in the bomb truck partway to the embassy in Tanzania. But he said Mohammed was a mere underling who obeyed orders and did what he was told, a pawn used by higher-ups who have escaped justice. Schneider asked the jury to consider a hierarchy of evil. Mohammed is not an evil person, Schneider said, but he admitted the government will prove his client participated in an evil act. Mohammed is one of two defendants who could face the death penalty if convicted. His defense attorneys seem already to be playing their endgame. Assuming a conviction, they're trying to spare their client's life. The other defendant who could be sentenced to death is Mohammed Alawali. In a highly unusual move, his attorneys did not deliver an opening statement at all at the request of their client. Watching the proceedings in the tightly guarded courtroom were family members of six of the Americans who died in the Nairobi blast. Robert Kirk Jr.'s wife, Arlene Bradley Kirk, was among those killed.
I must be honest, I caught myself staring at those individuals, wondering why, how they could have contemplated such a horrible act. Nevertheless, I am relieved that the trial has started, and I will never let go of this pursuit of justice.
The trial is expected to last the better part of a year. 13 indicted co-defendants remain fugitives, including Osama bin Laden. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.